All right. Laura, last Saturday, went to a wedding and had a very unusual experience. And she shared that with us this week during, I take it back, it was Sunday night in Life Group. And it was such a powerful event. How many of you have had those events in your life where something happened and it just so clearly spoke to you about a truth about God that, you know, 20, 30 years later, it's like it happened yesterday? This was one of those, and so I just wanted her to be able to share that with you. So, Laura, go ahead.
Our oldest daughter was in a wedding. One of her very good friends got married, and she was a bridesmaid, and it was just a beautiful occasion. And, you know, the attendants process down to the front, and then the groom is there waiting. And I don't know if you're like me, but I love to watch the groom when the bride enters. Just that look, that first look on his face, and he's just in awe. And I watched him, and then we stood up to see the bride come down the aisle. And as I turned around, walking down the aisle, her father had died tragically about 3 years ago, and her mom and dad had divorced before he died. And so her mom was there, but there was no one to walk this girl down the aisle. And she was walking by herself. And all of a sudden, that groom looks at her with tears streaming down his face. And he almost runs down that aisle and takes her in his arm. And they walk together to the front. And it was so powerful. And the more I thought about it later, I thought, God, you know, that is a picture of we're the bride. We're the bride of Christ. And he's the bridegroom. And he is longing for us. And he's coming soon to get us. And to me, it was also a picture of Christ and how he pursues us. He wants a relationship with us. And we are not meant to live life alone, walking through life by ourselves. But he runs to us and he's pursuing us if we will embrace him. And I don't know, that was just so profound. And anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you, Laura. And that is a wonderful story. I got this picture here, and because I feel like that it's such a true picture of how we are. The Bible calls us the bride of Christ, but in reality, we live our lives when we're lost, thinking that we can find fulfillment someplace else besides Christ. And somewhere down the line, we wake up really to realize we're all alone. All the things that we tried to fill our lives with, all the things that we tried to reach out and bring into our lives to bring us happiness and meaning, and all the things that we worked for to achieve, all of those things, we are left at a place where we realize that they're not enough. And we're still alone. And that's that point when we turn to Christ, where we realize nothing can replace God's love in our life. Nothing. And we look to him and we realize he is all we have ever desired. And we were created where he really is all we ever need. And so we respond and we say yes, just like that bride said yes to that husband. And just like as she started down that aisle alone, and that groom went to, how many of you know, as soon as we realize without Christ, we really have nothing, as soon as we come to reality, and we turn to him, and we say yes and cry to him, how many of you know he doesn't wait for us in heaven? He doesn't wait at the top of the altar. He comes down and comes and gets us right where we are, and he brings us to him. And that's a beautiful story, isn't it? And that is exactly where we're at. I'm going to just pray here before we start. Father, no matter how much we think about your love, we never will understand how incredibly deep and strong it is. We can never understand how good you are and how much you love us. But we thank you for the little bit you let us see. And Lord, we ask you just to take all the things that are in our hearts that cloud our vision, all the things that exalt themselves and say that they are what we need and they are bigger than you, that they are the things that will satisfy. And we ask you just to wipe those things away so that we can see past all the things of life to the giver of life. And right now, we ask you just to speak to our hearts and reveal yourself to us. Show us how great you are. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.